WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. I neglected to mention, which I should have before I said goodbye to Ian, that he's speaking with Martin Amis at the Coleman Center at the New York Public Library tomorrow at 7 p.m. if you want to meet Ian or hear him in person. Again, speaking with Martin Amis at the Coleman Center at New York Public Library tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's fully reserved, but there is a link to standby information on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So standby is the best we can offer you on that. He's also a contributor to the big 50th anniversary issue of the New York Review of Books, which will hit the newsstand next week. Ian Baruma. And now for something different from that, a call in on your reactions to the subway poster campaign intended to empower girls. Have you seen these posters? What do you think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. These are posters in subways and on buses, if you haven't seen them, showing images of a diverse group of girls, ages around 7 through 12 or so, doing various activities and including the affirming taglines, "I'm a girl, I'm smart, a leader, adventurous, friendly, funny." But then the biggest lettering, the headline-sized lettering on these posters says, "I'm beautiful the way I am." And this has actually raised the eyebrows of some women I know, because while all those other words are there, while the intent is obviously good, the big headline has to do with girls' physical appearance. Does this bother you too? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. With that, or any reaction that you've had to these bus and subway posters and any conversations that they have started, perhaps between you and your daughter or anyone else, 212-433-9692. And I know beautiful the way I am can be taken to mean your personality, your feelings and opinions, anything about your inner life. But still, there it is. I'm beautiful the way I am. Not I'm smart the way I am. I'm worthy the way I am. I'm equal the way I am. I can succeed the way I am. Or whatever other words they might have used. And yet, as I said, the intention is good. So how is this landing with you? And has it started a conversation between you and maybe your daughter about girls' empowerment in 2013? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What have you and your own daughters said to each other about the subway posters or conversation that you've had with any other grown-up? 212-433-9692. Or a conversation between you and you, just sitting there on the train looking at these posters thinking, interesting. I wonder if this is helping girls. What are girls thinking who are seeing this today? The posters are part of a larger city government public health program that has the goal of helping young girls improve their self-esteem and body image by focusing on a girl's intellect, mental, and emotional well-being over her physical appearance. I wonder if it's not backfiring to some degree. But what conversations have these posters started in your life? 212-433-WNYC. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now your thoughts on those subway posters targeted at girls. I'm beautiful the way I am. Alexis in Brooklyn, thanks for calling. You're on WNYC.
Hi. I was saying that I think the posters are great. I tell my daughter a lot that, you know, she might be pretty, but if she behaves ugly, then that's what people are going to see. And I think beautiful really covers so many more domains than just looking good.
So you have turned the word beautiful on its head in a certain way for your daughter.
Yes, yes. And I do it for my sons as well. You always want to be a beautiful person, and you want people to know that about you. And it won't matter what you look like, because you'll always be beautiful.
Alexis, thank you. Great start. Emily in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a funny comment, which was that when my son and I, my 11-year-old son and I saw the posters, the first thing that he said was, I wonder how all the girls that didn't make the cut for the audition felt. They wonder if they didn't feel so beautiful.
Ooh. Right. Interesting that you were talking about this with your son. And maybe it was an omission on my part to, you know, not ask for calls about what conversation it started between you and your boys, not just you and your girls, everybody, because boys need to be talking about this too. But Emily, thank you very much. Here, by the way, is something from the city webpage on this that addresses the use of the word. Why use the word beautiful at all? It says, aren't you trying to help girls believe that appearance isn't important? And their response is, we are trying to help girls believe that their appearance doesn't define them and to expand the definition of beauty. Only 2% of women describe themselves as beautiful. 40 to 70% of girls dislike two or more body parts, and 60% compare themselves to fashion models. We think it's important that girls stop comparing themselves to a manufactured idea of beauty, an often airbrushed, photoshopped one at that, and embrace their own inner and external beauty, says the creator of this poster campaign. KB in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, KB.
How you doing, Brian? How's everything?
Good. You talked about these posters?
Yeah. So I'm actually, you know, so I'm with my daughters. I have three daughters and a son. And what I've always told them is it doesn't matter what other people think about you. Like, you know, this whole campaign that's going on, I was like, it doesn't matter what other people think about you. There will always be somebody out there that you're compatible with. And there will always be somebody out there that thinks that you're beautiful. And the first person that needs to think that you're beautiful is you. As long as you look in the mirror and you see beauty, nothing else really matters about, you know, out there. But I understand they are bombarded every day with, this is what beauty is. This is what you need to look like. This is how you have to be. But when I was in the subway with my oldest, she looked at the campaign and she actually said, hey, Daddy, look, they finally caught up.
Well, that's good. So it worked and it landed. KB, thanks. Great call. Perry in South Orange. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm the parent of a 10-year-old daughter. I live in New Jersey, so unfortunately I haven't actually seen the campaign, but I was inspired to call because I find that at least this conversation is constant. It's constant among all of my my friends who have daughters my daughter's age 10, and the issue is the disparity between what the kids want to believe about themselves and what they're hearing from images outside. So while I applaud the campaign's purpose, if in fact what they're using is a notion of beauty, then I think they failed.
Thank you for your call. You know, I'm also thinking today of that poor teenage girl in Florida who committed suicide after being bullied by some of her peers. If the reporting on her is accurate. Have you seen that story in the news the last few days? So maybe posters like this can help prevent something like that by helping girls develop enough of a center to resist the worst emotional fallout of bullying, whether it is bullying over their appearance. Maybe there, the notion that you're beautiful the way you are, even in physical sense, can help stave off some of the worst interactions or any kind of emotional fallout from bullying. What do you think? 212-433-9692. Namina in Prospect Heights. You're on WNYC. Hello, Namina.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I love you for all the subjects because growing up in Sierra Leone, in Africa, when you're thin, you're not beautiful. So I was picked on. I was bullied in school between my brothers and sisters. So when I came to America and they told me I was beautiful, I'm 5'9", I'm thin, I was beautiful, oh, my God, it was something else. So when I had my daughter, when I had Aminata, every day, night and day. I would tell her, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. I think it's a fantastic thing because most of these girls don't have a sense of self. So when they go out there and they see that, it helps them. If you've been bullied, I was bullied in school. And my father is the only one that would tell me I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. And I thought he was crazy because everybody's picking on me, you know. So seeing this for girls, especially for us that have daughters, it's really, 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 really fantastic. Yeah. And I love it when I saw it. I saw it. Aminata was like, yes, yes, yes.
Great.
You know?
Nabina, I'm going to leave it there and get some other folks on. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And thanks for the cross-cultural international comparison. Let's see. Laura on our Facebook page writes, when they're plastered right next to obesity campaign posters, they say, you are beautiful the way you are unless you're fat. Then you're not beautiful. You're fat and ugly. And that must mean you just finished eating 16 packs of sugar. So Corin in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Corin.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say, I think the poster campaign is a great idea. I think it's definitely, if it can get a girl sort of thinking along the right lines in terms of self-confidence and liking herself as she is, I think that's a wonderful thing. For me, however, from personal experience, and I'm now a young mother of a little girl and another one on the way, for me, it was my father instilling self-confidence in me, and he did that in a number of ways, one of which was through our heritage. I'm an Irish-American, saying that you come from, you know, very people who, you know, overcame hardships, came to this country, his grandparents in our case, and you come from a very strong stock. You know, you can overcome challenges, believe in yourself, you have a lot to offer, you know, do well in school. That certainly gave me a lot of confidence. And I think for young girls today, and, you know, when I was growing up too, unless you have somebody in your life, be it a father like me and a mother, or a teacher or a friend, sort of building you up and telling you to believe in yourself and giving you reasons to like yourself, it is hard to instill self-confidence, but I think it's the single most important thing we can do for young women. Because if you don't like yourself and if you don't have confidence in yourself, it's very hard to make good decisions that are going to benefit you as a young person and later on in life.
Corin, great. Thank you very much. Jessica in Brooklyn, you'll get our last word. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Thank you, Brian. I just wanted to say that this campaign seems really different to me. I don't remember the exact wording on a previous campaign. I think that was targeting teen mothers. I think to me that seemed a little shocking and kind of focused on shaming, you know, that group of people. And I think just the tone is just positive, regardless of if they're speaking of beauty from an external or internal place. So I think it's just nice to see something positive and affirming that's not trying to sell you something and not trying to make you feel bad about the amount of sugar, you know. So it's just a nice breath of fresh air when you're on the subway.
Jessica, thank you so much for your call. And people, speaking of people who are smart, adventurous, friendly, funny, and beautiful the way they are, The Brian Lehrer Show is produced by Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Alana Casanova-Burgess, Paige Cowett, Joe Capriglione, Catherine Schroeder, and Megan Ryan, our senior producer. Our engineers are Debbie Daughtry, Leora Noam-Kravitz, and I want to thank Victoria Washington, who filled in last week. Our interns currently are Pam Himelis, Tiffany Brown-Bennett, Ben Elman, Gabrielle Wright, and Shamita Basu, all the people who work as a team to put together The Brian Lehrer Show. And this just in from Washington, Senate leaders have reached last-minute agreement to avert a threatened Treasury default and reopen the government after a partial six-day shutdown, reports the Associated Press, citing a Republican senator, Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared on the news, rising roughly 200 points so far today. However, big however, it needs to go to the House. Talk to you tomorrow when we'll continue to see what happens with that and all kinds of things. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.